got Coach Amanda Hatch with us. And Coach, first we'll start out and just say congratulations. And what are the emotions like when you see that clock finally hit zero and you know the trophy's yours?
It's just a sea of emotions, just pride and enjoyment and just sheer just pleasure to see the girls succeed on such a high level today in such a big moment. You know, I told them before the game, I said, look, there's no tricks, there's no magic. It's just show up and play the way that we play and practice day in and day out. And I'm so proud of how we did that.
Yeah, and your team came out today. They just looked like from the second that ball got tipped in the air, they meant business. And I thought the half-court defense early in the game was outstanding because they were playing against some bigger players down low.
Right.
But they didn't give way to that challenge. There were blocks. They made Hartfield work for everything in that first quarter, and I thought that set the tone.
We really do, and I love that you say that because my defense is my forte. I feel like I love it. We spend a lot of time on it. I put a lot of emphasis on it because, like yesterday, you were going to have off-shooting nights, but I just harp to them that, look, if we will break down and guard, we will always have a chance to win. We extended our defense down lower so that we could stop their strong-hand drives, and I thought we really did that very well.
And then, of course, in the second quarter, the outside shots really started to fall, and he hit that fifth gear, and then they kept it moving. They didn't take their foot off the pedal, did they?
That's all right. We didn't. You know, they started out man-to-man, and we had a couple one-on-one opportunities where we went to the rim and scored, or we drove and kicked, so they switched to a zone. Well, you know, we put shooters in all the open holes of the zone, and we just knocked them down. I'm just so proud how we shot the basketball when we got the opportunity.
Well, thanks for joining us. You've got two seniors who are with us, and we want to hear from them. So she's going to hand off the headset first to Mabry Mayfield. Mabry had 12 points in this ball game. Mabry, congratulations. Is this your first time to do this?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I promise I won't ask you anything that you can't answer, okay? Because all we got to talk about is how you and the Rebels played today. And I said to Coach, the thing that really set the tone for this game with the way that you and your teammates played, I thought, in the half-court defense in the first quarter against a bigger team, you just kept denying them good looks and made them work for everything. What was your mindset going into the game today?
We've been working for this since the beginning of the season, and we knew that it was going to come down to this, and we've been prepping all week, and we just knew what we had to do, and we did it, and we have a great coach that tells us what to do, and we just really worked together, and that was our plan, was to deny the ball, and if we couldn't give them a shot, they weren't going to get any.
Well, is it even possible to put in perspective what it feels like after the off season of work and a long season started back in October, and then to stand here late February and have the medal around your neck?
It's just awesome how much hard work pays off, and it's awesome to be a part of the tradition, and we're the first team at League Academy to win a 4A state championship, and that's what we're about, and we're a part of this legacy, and it's just so much work's been put into it, and we love this team, and this is what we wanted.
When you put on that league jersey, you know that's the expectation.
Yes,
and you've got to love how this team rose to that challenge this year and made it happen. So congratulations.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
For joining us.
Thank you.
Mabry Mayfield with 12 points, and we're hoping get Emmy Harkins up here. We're ready for her. I'm going to swap the headset over to her. And so with senior starters here with us, Emmy with 17 today, and you all-tournament selection, you and Mabry. What's it like to wear that medal today?
Oh, my gosh, it's amazing. We just worked so hard, and we knew that we had to get to this point, and we did what we had to do. God's on our side, so that's all that really matters.
Well, what's the as the point guard in this team, in this system, what are the things that just game in, game out, or game like today, what are the priorities in your mind? What are the things you know you've got to do?
I know that my job as a point guard, I have to see the court as a whole. I have to look up, you know. I have to get back and stop the ball. And I know I'm pretty much the captain of the team. I just have to know every position, what everybody needs to be doing, and I just have to keep them in check pretty much.
Yeah, and you've done a great job with that.
Thank you.
Can tell you know, you're the foot on the accelerator for this team, because this team likes to play at a faster tempo.
Oh, yeah.
And you can, you know, and people like me who sit back and watch at the distance can tell when you come across that midcourt line in about 2 seconds, you've decided, are we going on the corner? Are we going to work for shot, or are we taking it in?
Oh, yeah.
You just got to make that read in a second. Well, you've had a great career.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I wish
Thank
everybody
you.
Could see the big smile on her face, and she and all her teammates deserve to some big smiles. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And we'll look forward to see what happens. We carry this kind of ball into the overall tournament. A lot of good things can happen.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks for joining us, Emmy Harkins, with the post-game interview. And we appreciate it so much. We appreciate all of you listening to us. We appreciate our sponsors. And we'll wrap up now our post-game show. Thanks for staying into overtime with us on the post-game show, but it is worth it when you get a state title. And I forget who it was now, if it was Mabry or Emmy who said this is the Emmy who said this is the first 4A title that they've won. They've won 2A and 3A titles, and it's funny how much that means to them. That's the first I had heard anybody say that. So that's something really special and a goal that they set against some stiff competition, and they certainly made everybody in the league proud. Well, thanks for joining us. The state championship will be back in action with league basketball next Friday as the girls open play at the Joe F. Shepherd Gym in Madden against an opponent to be determined, but they'll have a first-round bye and then play in the overall. It'll be the second round on Friday. We'll bring it to you on Boswell Media Sports. Just watch Kix 96 News. Watch the social media platforms for Leak Academy, Melvin, and I will also try to keep folks up to date on it. But that'll put a wrap on it from Hillcrest, where we can say once again for the 21st time, we are the champions. And it's a good thing to say. My thanks to Evan Miles, our camera operator and on-site producer. Special thanks to Donald, our studio engineer, Billy Steen, our studio host, Brian Montgomery. BMO has done a great job getting you ready for this game, and he'll be talking about it more in the hours and days ahead. So we look forward to that, and we thank our Boswell Media staff and our sponsors, and we thank each of you for being a part of this. For all of them, I'm Philip Palmertree, wishing you a good evening and grace and peace.